I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we answer some questions from listeners.
Assad in Bangladesh and Emmanuel in Ghana ask somewhat related questions. Assad would like advice about a dictionary or a website to consult for the correct pronunciation of English words. And Emmanuel would like to know the American pronunciation of two words in particular, these, T-H-E-S-E, and those, T-H-O-S-E.
Well, we can direct both of you to free dictionaries on the Internet that provide audio files with many entries. For example, at Bartleby, Bartleby.com, here's how the American Heritage Dictionary pronounces T-H-E-S-E.
These. These.
And here's how it pronounces T-H-O-S-E.
Those. Those.
Once again.
These.
And.
Those.
Our next question comes from a Burmese listener, Rajiv, and it also involves the letters T and H. When I say birthday, do I need to blow air at the end of the first syllable?
The answer is yes. Birthday. And just to prove it, I hold my hand in front of my mouth. Birthday. And yes, there was a puff of air at the end of the first syllable, enough to have blown out a birthday candle. Moving on to the next question, an Iranian ophthalmologist. Wait, that is the correct pronunciation, isn't it?
Ophthalmologist. Ophthalmologist.
Anyway, an Iranian doctor, H. Hashemian, says, we live in a complex of buildings we call here a shirak, meaning a small town. What do you call it in American English?
Well, a lot of people would call it a complex, but a couple of other terms that come to mind are development or project. Generally, there's a specific name. For example, Los Angeles has the Park La Brea Apartments. These buildings were started in the early 1940s and have a total of more than 4,000 apartments. We see on the Park La Brea website that the company that owns the property refers to it as a complex and a gated community. Gated community is the term for a housing development with a wall or a fence around it.
We're going to have some fun with this next question, actually, a set of questions from Sampath Kumar in India. Let's see if you can fill in the blanks. First question. Someone who performs daring gymnastic feats is a?
That's easy. A gymnast.
One who studies the evolution of mankind is?
We're going to say an evolutionary biologist.
And one who overhears the conversation of others is?
An eavesdropper.
One who pretends to know a great deal about everything is?
Well, the first term that comes to mind is a know-it-all.
And one who thinks of his own welfare and talks about himself is?
Self-centered or conceited.
And finally, one who talks in his or her sleep is?
Is? We didn't know. People who walk in their sleep are called sleepwalkers. That's a common term. But we've never heard anyone refer to sleep talkers. So we did a little research on the Internet.
We found that the medical name for talking in your sleep is?
Somniloquy.
Which means that a person who does this should be a?
Somniloquist. And in case you're wondering, somniloquy is spelled S-O-M-N-I-L-O-Q-U-Y.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. You can learn more about American English at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. Our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.
And speaking of fancy words, we leave you with Lou Berryman and a song called Lexical Dude.
If I desire his eye and he's engrossed in a book, first I shake the shimmy, and if he doesn't look, I challenge him to Scrabble and whisper technobabble, or best of all, accentuate an incorrect syllable. I offer him a kiss for every word and its use. Now I can discern between obtuse and abstruse, didactic and deductive, reflective and refractive, the future perfect passive and the future perfect active. Since it makes me worry when I hear someone say, that which draws you first at last will drive you away, I maximize flirtation, providing motivation.